Freedom Warrior.
Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, liberation, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We're very fortunate to be joined by Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. Tammy is a vegan educator, activist, holistic health practitioner, and author. She's involved in many projects. Welcome, Tammy. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, Marlene, it's such a pleasure always to be speaking with you. And thank you so much for the work you do on Vegan Nation, how you bring musicians and artists and the spoken word and so much gifts to the world for liberation, human, earth, and animal liberation. Thank you, Marlene.
Yes, thank you, Tammy. And can you please tell our listeners a little bit more details about yourself?
Well, I live in Northern Canada, and I have been a vegan for approximately 15 years. I started traveling to different wellness centers to learn how to heal Crohn's, basically. I was quite sick with Crohn's. And I ended up having a deep spiritual upgrade working with people like Dr. Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life, Hippocrates Health Institute with the Clements, and understanding about food as freedom, as Dr. Will Tuttle talks about, and not just freedom for myself and complete restoration of my health. I'm on no medication, but to, you know, the restoration of my ability to think clearer and to be more sovereign and liberated, because I've been partaking in doing the same for all living beings insofar as possible.
Thank you, Tammy, and I appreciate all your work. And I really love the Million Vegan Grandmothers campaign as well.
Oh, yes. So we started a group, Judy Carman said, you know, the grandmothers are coming together. And I says, I imagine 1,000. She goes, well, there's 1 million of us out there, but we haven't found each other yet. So we said, well, then let's call it 1 million vegan grandmothers. And right now, the grandmothers, we seem to be a little slow gathering the grandmothers together. So this year, I woke up, in March and said, I need to see us coming together. And how's that going to look? How it looks is imagining an International Calf and Cow Mother's Day 2026. So we were away at a conference, a vegan conference and International Vegan Film Festival in Toronto early this month of November. The beginning of November, November 1st and 2nd, so just a couple weeks ago. And in Plant-Based Treaty, Anita from Plant-Based Treaty is like, I'm on it. I really think this is a powerful idea. So we are asking people from every community if they want to join together to speak on behalf of the mother-child bond of all species. And our calf and cow are our spokesperson people, our beings, our spoke beings for all the mothers and babies that are separated from each other in animal agriculture. 1 to 2 million calves are taken away from their mothers daily. This is really very perverse.
Thank you. When you say the separation of the calves from the cows, the mothers, are you talking just bovines or other species?
Oh, many other species, but when we talk about 1 million to 2 million being taken away, that is just for the dairy industry alone. So, I mean, they can't produce all this milk and cheese and this perverse amount of, you know, stolen calf milk for humans if it isn't stolen from the babies. So the babies are either killed for veal. Often they're just tied up or trapped still in view of the mother. The mother often cries for a long time. So we want to speak to people, you know, that might think veganism is some sort of fringe choice. But I want to talk to all the mothers and the grandmothers out there and all the parents who don't understand that they're taking part in the separating of a new life from their mother, and see if we can reach people that way.
Thank you, Tammy. And it's important for the public to know that this has nothing to do with factory farms. That is the standard agricultural practice in the dairy industry. That's the whole point. Humans are stealing the milk from the babies. And for some reason, humans don't want to get weaned.
Totally true. It's very addictive. The casein, the protein molecule in dairy, is very, very addictive. Dr. Neil Bernard said it's about 1/10 of heroin. So that's how addictive it is. It might not seem like much, 10% of the hit that heroin gives you, but that's pretty addictive.
So thanks. I like that with the Million Vegan Grandmothers really catapulting the vegan movement with the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day coming up on Mother's Day in 2026. So much thanks to you, Tammy, for initiating this very important project.
Oh, I'm really imagining it coming together. Our website's going to be ready in a couple of weeks. There's going to be submissions for people to submit visual art, the spoken word art, essays, and any kind of campaign or toolkit they would like to use on that actual day, whether it's serving food at sanctuaries, whether it's seeing if restaurants will partake in an inclusive Mother's Day celebration. My partner right now is doing some Mother's Day cards, but it's going to have a very profound message to bring that awareness to the mothers of all species. So I'm excited to see that art as well.
Thank you, Tammy. Again, you're very powerful, and I know you're very humble and just so authentic about this. And I really believe that your projects are going to result in a new paradigm on Earth, a paradigm of justice and freedom and egalitarianism and liberation.
Oh, it's community. It's community, Marlene. It's community, it's teams, it's fellowship. It's just, you know, the strength in numbers. And we see that in any movement, that when we get to the tipping point, we can no longer live in, you know, the denial. It's too close to us and not so far away anymore. And I believe that everyone can relate to the mother-child bond. And so for people that say they don't want to change their diet, we really want to encourage them to consider looking at the karmic effect of that. So
let's hear more about hemp hearts.
Well, hemp is one of our weeds in Canada. I know that I think hemp can regenerate the world. It grows in any condition. Every part of the hemp can be used, the hemp hearts, the hemp oil, we used to use mostly hemp for all our fiber until, you know, the plastic companies came along and you know, basically took it off the market and said it was, put it under the cannabis. But hemp is amazing stuff. So if you're wondering what to do with your fields when you're regenerating them from animal agriculture, decided you don't want to partake in the dairy industry anymore, and you're listening to this, grow hemp. Hemp is an amazing fat. Most of us are really deficient in omega-3s. And hemp, chia seed, and flax. They say where flax grows in the world, the people are the healthiest. So get your omega-3s on, and you'll notice your brain firing differently. And we don't need the omega-3 from fish, people. That is so obsolete. That's so toxic. That's so wrong. Get your omega-3s from the stuff that grows on the earth, chia, flax, and hemp hearts, to name three.
I agree with you about that. Hemp production is a great transition for dairy farmers, especially small-scale family dairy farmers, to be able to transition, keep their land, and grow hemp. And I read that book, I think it was called Hemp, The Lifeline to the Future. So it's what you're saying. It can be really amazing. And I'm just shocked still that in 2025, there aren't hemp farms everywhere. And so, again, it just shows that the power of the military, industrial, dead flesh, dairy, egg, medical, media, pharmaceutical, big tech, banking complex is still, unfortunately, in control of the human consciousness and keeping things like hemp production, hemp businesses down on that scale of production. So I really hope that dairy farmers get the subsidies that are available, the trillions of dollars that are available to help grow the vegan community worldwide. And I believe in the power of hemp.
Absolutely. Yeah, hemp's amazing. We're calling it back home. You know, it will regenerate land. My friend who grows quite a bit of hemp, the first time he planted it on his mother's very parched and over hay or straw, whatever they were growing there, land that was very depleted, the hemp brought back so many different species of birds, and It doesn't have a lot of pests, so it's super easy to grow. It's such a hardy plant. So I'm holding out for the day when my fabric of anything I buy or wear will be hemp. It grows like a weed. It's crazy. It's beautiful. I'd like to see way more hemp processing plants around the world.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Tammy, for being an outspoken advocate and activist for veganism, authentic veganism. And I think it's so important because it's very, very few. I'm guessing like half of 1% of the human population is involved in speaking out for justice and nonviolence, which is veganism. And especially this past year, 2025, with this thousands of podcasts, which are great, talking about all the things that humanity is facing that is very troubling, yet all of them, even though they're talking about human freedom and getting back to the land, most of them, unfortunately, are still actively participating and promoting animal slavery, which is the opposite of veganism. And so I think it's so important that the vegans speak up.
Oh, you're speaking my language right now, Marlene. Because this is why I wanted to write a book on the essence of sacred relationship. I mean, I am so crappy at promoting my stuff. And I'm waiting. I've sent it off to a couple publishers. I got probably, you know, one of the most people have heard of Dr. Gabriel Cousins, but I didn't feel deserving of his endorsement. But it allowed me to realize from a perspective of a really well-known doctor that this is important. And this is what he said. He said, the essence of sacred relationship, spiraling towards divine union and compassionate service by Tammy Hay, is the best book of the multiple meaning and purpose of relationships that I, as a holistic physician and psychiatrist, family therapist for over 50 years, have ever read. As a spiritual teacher for over 45 years, although having lived in India and ashrams settings off and on for 7 years, the Eastern approach of traditional cave yoga as the path of liberation is one of the ways of seeing this. But he said, I find this sophisticated tantric spiral model relationship described by Tammy the most powerful path for liberation, self-realization for Westerners, and strongly endorses this path. It goes on. But like many of us who are artists, we often feel, you know, I don't really deserve to be praised. And it's not really a praise. But what he's saying is I've tied it all together, because so many of the podcasts, and I would love this to become a podcast, are based on human interactions and the relationship between a couple and the struggles. And, you know, so the big words that are out there, narcissist, and, you know, all the ways we describe people, pathological and multiple personality disorders, as opposed to, you know what, we're walking each other home. Some people have deeper wounds than other people that they project in a less than healthy way. But we're doing this to animals every day. Like every world war put together, we kill more animals in one day than that. And so why aren't we including the whole realm of sacred relationship? And that's what I want to bring home when I do a podcast on sacred relationships. When people arrive there, they might be thinking, I'm thinking of a couple and turning it into conscious coupling, as, you know, some of the terms go, conscious coupling, or, you know, the sacredness in relationship. But we need to open up our circle of compassion when we talk about sacred, because without it, we're annihilating everything that's good in the world. So it's fine if you find somebody you can get along with and you learn to heal a few of your wounds in coupleship. I talk about that in the beginning of this book. But if we can extend that healing into a higher meaning and bring it to all living, the whole living world and all the beings and the grandchildren of all species, then it's another form of distraction and entertaining ourselves. And I really want to open that circle for everyone that comes on a podcast to talk about relationships. I think that's so critical right now, Marlene.
Yes, yes. I think you've got the key to it.
Thank you. We all do. We just forget sometimes.
Yeah, and you express it so beautifully. That's how I see veganism, beauty. Like, for example, thinking of vegans scratching the neck, the anterior throat of bovines, whether it's a heifer or a cow or a bull or a steer, how beautiful that is, both in their gentle reaction and their enjoyment of that rub-a-dub. And then when I think of the opposite of that is the kinistic actions of slitting their throats. And so it's horrible. And so when I just start really comparing things, it's like, wow, vegan is beauty. The opposite of veganism is fear, which is ugly. So yeah, let's create the beauty and focus on the beauty.
Yeah, walk the beauty away, as the Navajo people say. Yeah.
We're listening to Tammy Hay. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Tammy Hay. This is Vegan Queen V in England, UK. Mother, from her album, Freedom Warrior.
If I was a mother, where do I want to be? A part of any other than human family. Cause we take away the strength she gave to birth another life. And we hide her away, abuse her and rape her, cut her with a knife. You think that's alright? You think that's okay? Babies are taken, mothers are slain.
Tammy Hay is the founder of International Calf and Cow Day, being launched on Mother's Day in May 2026, an international vegan campaign. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nair in Worcester, Massachusetts. We are joined for an interview with Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. Tammy is the co-founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers and the founder of the International Calf and Cow Day. She's also the author of The Essence of Sacred Relationships. We'll be hearing more about that, her book, as well as some vegan food tips. And also at the close of the program, I have an announcement of a local Thanksgiving buffet coming up in New England. Let's hear more of Vegan Queen V in England, UK, from her debut album, Freedom Warrior. This is Only One Life.
If you only had one life, would it make you glad? Would it make you mad? Would it make you sad? Counting down time. Cause if there's only one chance to do the best and be the best we can, if there's only one shot, are you giving all you got? When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something out there. If there's only one life, have a little more respect for theirs. Did your mama say? Did your mama say? Did your mama say how special you are? But they don't look the same, so it's okay to take a child away, tear them apart. But it's all in your mind. If you'd only look, you would see her cry. She's screaming out for
grandmother's really catapulting the vegan movement with the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day coming up on Mother's Day in 2026. So much thanks to you, Tammy, for initiating this very important project.
Oh, I'm really imagining it coming together. Our website's going to be ready in a couple of weeks. There's going to be submissions for people to submit visual art, the spoken word art, essays, and any kind of campaign or toolkit they would like to use on that actual day. And I believe that everyone can relate to the mother-child bond. And so for people that say they don't want to change their diet, we really want to encourage them to consider looking at the karmic effect of that. So yeah. And in regards to that, I just finished a book called The Essence of Sacred Relationship, Spiraling Towards Divine Union and Compassionate Service. Dr. Will Tutto was very, very lovely in editing the book for me, as well as my partner, Paul Pappin. And I really want people to understand that our relationships are going to be our way home, and to bring the sacredness and the essence of relationship to all life. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations on your book. Let's hear more details about it.
Essence truly means who we authentically are, the essence of our beingness. But maybe I'll just read in the introduction. Why is it essential for us to ponder, understand, and practice the essence of sacred relationships? Because loving and serving each other, the living earth, and all her creatures is our sacred responsibility, the very essence of what it means to be human and kind. Thanks, Marlene. Just a little bit from the introduction.
Beautiful. That is lovely.
I refer to a lot of really beautiful people in here, but I have a gorgeous foreword from an incredible man named Nish Dabashia in the UK. He just wrote a new book on the history of God. And it's just to be able to bring sacred relationships into all aspects of life and not just in couplehood or family.
Tammy, I'd love to hear what you're going to be serving for vegan treats and snacks at the Essence of Sacred Relationships book reading and signing.
Oh, thanks, Marlene. I am such a foodie. I studied with Dr. Gabriel Cousins and then went on to study on my own raw living food. I don't do 100% raw living food, but I just really like to encourage people to just like use what they have. If you don't have, like, let's say chickpeas to do a recipe for hummus, I made my hummus with a little bit of leftover beautiful orange squash. I added some hemp hearts in there, and then I just used the right amount of the other spices, like some tahini and some lemon and some cumin. And I made some chia flax crackers in my dehydrator and some oatmeal, gluten-free oatmeal cookies and some homemade chocolates. And I'm putting out a whole bunch of veggies and dip and just gathering people together to share an evening of inspiration. I think everyone's in relationships, so everyone's interested in relationships. So I'm hoping that when people leave here tonight, and most of them aren't vegan, that they consider the food on their plate. Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Tammy. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages can you share with our listeners?
Well, right now I'm looking out. We have a little skip of snow that happened last night, so that white makes everything so beautiful. And there's a bit of a breeze, and I'm listening to my wind chimes, and I'm watching some evergreens blowing in the wind, and my four-legged companions cuddled up beside me. And sometimes I get so busy or I think so much that I'm not even aware of any of that. So I guess my last message is see just for today and every day. You can say the same thing just for today. I'm going to see the sacredness in the relationship with myself, and then I'm going to be able to spiral that out. And do ask yourself throughout the day, is what I'm doing something that someone loves themselves would do? Thanks, Marlene.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tammy. And is there any contact or information with websites or anything like that you'd like to share?
Well, very soon we're going to have iccmd.org. It's going to be up and running. Please submit whatever you like. It stands for International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. I can be reached I give everyone my personal email, which is tammyhay33@gmail.com. If there's anything, any further conversation you would like to have in regards to this conversation. And the Million Vegan Grandmothers are on climatehealers.org/grandmothers, and you can join us there. There'll be a join us button. We have meetings once a month, and we're going to be really revving it up to Mother's Day 2026 so that we can bring awareness to all mothers, celebrate all mothers on Mother's Day.
Thank you, Tammy. I think that's a great campaign, the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, to be launched in May of 2026.
Great. Thank you so much, Marlene. You're beautiful and lovely, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, sister.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's an announcement of an upcoming local vegan event. Compassionate Vegan Thanksgiving Dinner Event. Saturday, November 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m. in Bethlehem, Connecticut. It's a, quote, mouth-watering vegan buffet. One can contact freedomfarmanimalsanctuary.org. Lisa Muscala, founder and executive director. Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary was born out of Lisa's determination to make her second chance at life truly matter. After surviving cancer, Lisa felt a deep calling to give back and make a difference. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation, and great thanks to Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada, and Vegan Queen V in England, UK. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, peaceful day of freedom. Let's go out with Vegan Queen V from her debut album, Freedom Warrior. This is The Power.
Warrior!